Almost, Maine. Where, November 22nd, Dec. 10. When, Langham Court Theatre, 805 Langham Court. Tickets, $17 from langhamtheatre.ca or 250-384-2142. Theater is the sum of many moving parts, which is why it takes an extended amount of time, months, in most cases, to bring a play to fruition. Director Tony Kane and his team had only 5 weeks to get Almost, Maine, the first in-house production at Langham Court in over a year, ready to open tonight. "That's record time," Kane said with a laugh. "We did auditions on a Thursday and we're doing a reading on the Monday." The director has decades of experience, in Canada and the United Kingdom, which helped steady things as rehearsals progressed. But the production could have veered sideways at any moment, especially with a relatively young and inexperienced cast. Kane said everyone in front of and behind the curtain rallied to get Almost, Maine ready for the stage, with work on the romantic comedy by John Cariani taking place daily since October 13. "That commitment is so appropriate for the new beginning of Langham Court," Kane said. "The new generation is so keen and full of enthusiasm." Almost, Maine is the first in-house production at Langham Court since November 2021, and the first under new management. Stewardship of the theater is now under an entirely new board, members of which were voted in during a September 28 emergency general meeting. The previous board resigned after 1 year in control, citing the need to repair a toxic culture at the theater, which has been in operation since 1929. "I believe in Langham," Kane said. "This is a very precious gem of the community in Victoria. That's important to me. I support Langham 100%. We want inclusivity, we want to bring the young people in. They are our future, after all. Some of them aspire to go into the profession, and this is where they start. We have to nurture them." Almost, Maine, which runs for 15 performances through December 10, was cast largely with students from the Victoria Academy of Dramatic Arts. There is some heavy lifting involved. 10 actors will play roles in 9 absurdist vignettes, but there's a lighthearted side to it. Cariani's breezy writing made this the perfect opportunity for the young talent, some of whom are making their professional debuts, to gain some important real-world experience. Organizers brought in noted choreographer Sylvia Hosey, who served as an intimacy coach for scenes that involved kissing. Kane felt it was important to run the cast through its paces with Hosey as a reference point and guide. "We brought Sylvia in to talk about intimacy on stage and respect. The cast felt very safe, and that was important. I keep saying it all along, this is a safe environment. When it come to those intimate moments, we wanted everyone to feel comfortable." The prospect of theater returning to Langham Court has led to some genuine gestures from the community, Kane said. Some set builders have donated their time and materials, while many on staff did double duty. Some patrons, according to Almost, Maine producer Holly McGimpsey, have donated money to the ticketing office. "It's clear how much Langham Court was missed during its absence. It's a whole team who said, we're going to get this done," Kane said. "That's what this little gem of a theater does. It makes it happen." M. Devlin at TimesColonist.com.